NPR's business news starts with more mortgage problems. Independent auditors released a report this morning showing the Federal Housing Administration is facing a shortfall from losses on the mortgages it insures. The Obama administration says it's going to take steps to prevent a taxpayer bailout. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the FHA has been struggling since the foreclosure crisis hit 4 years ago.
The agency has $1 trillion of mortgages on its books. It swooped in after the mortgage crisis and backed loans for people who could only make small down payments, as low as 3.5%. Guy Sakala, a mortgage analyst, says that helped revive the housing market.
If you want to avoid all losses, you're going to have a very rigid program that's going to favor higher income white borrowers. And I'm not sure that's the public policy choice any administration wants to make.
And if there's a policy interest in getting poorer homebuyers into the market, Sakala says any money the federal government has to spend to help the FHA is just a cost of that goal. A decision about whether the agency will need a bailout won't come until February, when the White House releases its budget. Chris Mayer of Columbia Business School says by then, the FHA may be in better shape.
The FHA is currently making profitable loans, higher quality loans to higher quality borrowers, and those loans are going to help the FHA over time start to earn its way out of the past losses they have.
Federal agencies are now backing about 90% of all new mortgages. Elsa Chang, NPR News.